providing for an advisory committee to the judicial sentencing practices in HCR 32, requesting the establishment of an Arctic Circumpolar Culture Criminal Change Center. Representative Anderson, did you want to address 195 first?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee. Just very briefly, Mr. Chairman, the bill that you have before you, House Bill Number 195 amended, is a bill that came out of problems and concerns arising out of the Judicial Council's findings of apparent, and I emphasize the word apparent, discrimination in the sentencing of a minority persons convicted of crimes in the courts of the state. And House Bill 195 would create an advisory committee that would work in conjunction with the Judicial Council in a one-time in-depth analysis of felony sentences imposed between August 1976 and July 1979. And Mr. Chairman, there was a package of three bills, House Concurrent Resolution Number 5, House Bill Number 195 amended, and House Bill Number 196. That were treated as a package by the House and were also treated as a package by your Senate Judiciary Committee. And for some reason, House Bill Number 195 has been referred to your committee. I don't know, Senator Ziegler is Chairman of Judiciary, and I'm here basically to answer any questions that you might have at this time.
Good legislation, Mr. Chairman. Rather than keep Representative Anderson and Mr. Thomas here, we passed the judiciary majority of the group pass signs over objections to it. The other two pieces of the packages, also quite out of order, thank you for the amendments.
I think one's gone through the Senate already.
Yeah.
That's good. Is there any questions from any of the members of the committee?
I'm familiar with you, Mr. President, or Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. No need for any more testimony on the subject.
Not for me.
Entertain a motion to move.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we pass out House Bill 195 as amended with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee.
Thank you. We have before us HGR 32. Would you like to step forward and
thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Kelma Buckhold, representative of District 9, Spinard. I appreciate you having scheduled this resolution. It's very small. I do have a request before we go on any further that we delete a section of it. I discovered in researching further, in checking into the decisions and fiscal notes that go on in Congress, that first section of the resolution on the Inter-American Cultural Center has been amended and it no longer is in existence. So I would ask before we go into further discussion that we delete that section from line 9 to 16 of page 1.
McDonald, wouldn't you have to change line 13 then? If there's no such thing.
Line 13, sir?
Yeah, the purpose of the center in Florida.
That's right, sir. It's from lines 9 to 16.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
It's the whole section in there.
Two sections. Mm-hmm.
I would like to speak on the merits of this resolution. First of all, the model that I'm using is the Hawaii model, which was established in Congress in 1960. It was contemplated to be created in 1959. And of course, I think that we are 20 years behind them, but I certainly see a need of an Arctic Circumpolar Center. Perhaps the people in South America didn't see a need for theirs, and that's why it was closed in Florida. But the one in Hawaii has been a thriving concern, and to the present statistics that I have been able to gather, there, the center in Hawaii has been receiving funds from the federal government to keep it going in the tune of $14.5 million during FY78. And about that time, there were also 1,559 people enrolled, scholars as well as students enrolled in the program. And as I view it, the same as the East-West Center in Hawaii, I would see this Arctic Circumpolar Center as a national concern and institution, not just of Alaska's, but the entire nation. And from the trends that we have seen in our area of the globe, that there is much activity happening, and I think the center would be certainly an asset to us. The fact that the federal government hasn't been so receptive to our concern as Alaskans, I hope this would be one of those that they would be most interested in. I'd be glad to answer some questions you have.
Any questions from any Senator Rody?
Just a comment, Mr. Chairman. The various studies that have been conducted in Alaska, perhaps some things we're best known for. I know our Geophysical Institute at the university is the one thing that, as I've traveled outside the state, people in scholarly circles are familiar with and has gained an international reputation. And perhaps that's one of the uniqueness of Alaska. These type of institutions have gained considerable respect and esteem in the academic world.
Any other comments or any questions at the moment?
I don't have any, Mr. Chairman.
What would be probably the best way to handle that? To put in a committee substitute to leading?
Just a simple amendment to the first two whereas clauses.
Okay.
And the lines, wherever the lines are.
Lines 9 to 16.
Chair would entertain a motion to delete those.
I so move, Mr. Chairman.
The chair would also entertain a motion to move that as amended.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we pass out House Joint Resolution Number 32 with DuPont recommendation.
I'd rather no record.
Individual recommendations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We adjourn.